Section 5, Workplace Meals. HMRC has more recently published an explanatory note on restricting tax relief for subsidised canteens, where the entitlement is part of a salary sacrifice or flexible benefit scheme. A clause is being introduced to amend Section 317 of the Income Tax Earnings and Pensions Act 2003, and to restrict the tax exemption for the benefit of free or subsidised meals, where an employee has an entitlement in conjunction with salary sacrifice or flexible benefit arrangements to employer-provided free or subsidised meals. Section 317 removes the tax charge on the provision of meals for directors or employees if the meal is provided in a canteen or on the employer's premises and the following conditions are met. The meal is on a reasonable basis. All employees or all employees at a particular work location may obtain a free or subsidised meal or a voucher for one. And in the case of a hotel, catering or similar business, if free or subsidised meals are provided for employees in a restaurant or dining room, when meals are being served to the public, part of the dining area must be designated for staff use only, and the meals must be taken in that part. The amendment clause will remove the tax exemption in circumstances where employees are effectively using a designated amount of their gross pay to fund the purchase of food and drink at work. HMRC has confirmed that the amended clause will not affect subsidised benefits that are quantifiable but not connected to salary sacrifice or flexible benefit arrangements. The change will be achieved by amending Section 317 to restrict its application, introducing a new subsection 4AA that will prevent the exemption from applying where the provision of free or subsidised meals is linked to a salary sacrifice arrangement in which the employee has agreed to reduce their existing taxable employment income and is to be provided in return with food and drink or the means of obtaining it. A new subsection 4AB will prevent the exemption from applying where the provision of free or subsidised meals is linked to a flexible benefits arrangement in which the employee and employer have agreed that part of the reward for that employment will be provided as food and drink or the means of obtaining it, rather than some other form of employment reward that the employee could have received instead. The new subsections will apply equally to salary sacrifice and flexible benefits remuneration arrangements entered into before, on, and after the 6th of April 2011. This means that the exemption in Section 317 will not apply from the 6th of April 2011, where employees are using part of their gross pay to fund the benefit,